I swear, Cooper, you've had the most stubborn hair your entire life.
I wiggle my eyebrows. It takes after me. I can't be tamed either. She rolls her amber eyes, her long chestnut hair spilling over her chest.
That's right. You're a wild Mustang, impossible to domesticate.
I neigh. She stops, sets her hands on my shoulders, and gives me a sharp stare.
Can you count with your hooves, too?
I drag a wing-tipped foot along the carpeted floor 1, 2, 3 times. I can go all the way to 10.
You let me know when you make it to 20, Mr. Ed. That's when I'll truly be impressed,
she says, with the smile I've seen for the last 20 years. I've been friends with Violet since we were kids, and I moved to her hometown, a few blocks away from her house. I rub my palms together. Excellent. I have a goal to shoot for. You know I love goals. She laughs.
I do know that.
Give me a task, and I'm nose to the grindstone focused. I've been that way my whole life. Run a mile in under 6 minutes? Sure thing. Throw a ball downfield 25 yards? Let's do it. Win a scholarship to a top-tier school? Consider it done, and done with a smile. Violet stretches her arm behind her, silver bracelets jingling as she grabs some hair gel in a black tube from the chrome coffee table.
We need to domesticate your lovely locks, Cooper. I don't have a riding crop with me, but I think this gel will do.
I give the tube a skeptical stare. You're not going to put a ton of goop in my hair, are you? She adopts a serious expression.
Absolutely. It's a brand new product I've been testing at my salon. It's called Goop for Guys. It's so perfect for you.
She lowers her voice to a whisper.
But I won't tell anyone you have to use product to look so pretty.
More like pretty ugly. A deep voice booms the insult across the suite. Jones is the king of put-downs and one of my closest friends on the team. At the moment, he's lounging in a chair, scrolling through his phone, and wearing a custom-fitted dark navy suit. The team publicist, Jillian, organized the event and chose the tailored suit theme for this year's auction, our annual holiday fundraiser for the San Francisco Children's Hospital. Her exact words were,
"Suits are like catnip to women and to men, too, and I want my team of pretty kitties to raise even more money this year."
That's a tall order, but most of the dough comes from the entrance fee, a donation to simply walk in the door. We've already circulated amongst the crowd, chatting with fans in the ballroom, finishing the mingling session while the speakers played It's Raining Men. That song presaged the final event of the night, the auction itself, also affectionately known as the annual parade of Renegade Man Meat, when the single men on the team strut their stuff. I glance over at Jones, picking up the insult volley. I eye his midsection suspiciously. How's your girdle fitting you tonight? Is that why you look so nice and trim? He pretends to adjust it. Yeah, I borrowed yours.
It's a comfort fit. I can see why you'd need it.
You can wear it next. A blushing bride always needs one. That's what the guys call me now, bride. But hey, I'll take it over bridesmaid since it comes with the starting job after 3 long years on the sidelines. Violet shakes her head as she flips open the tube.
The two of you are clever, brilliant, and handsome devils? Why, thank you,
I say, straightening my vest. I went 3-piece, all the way. If Jillian wants us to wear suits to rake it in, I'll damn well do my best to bring home a 4-peat. I've been the recipient of the highest bid the last 3 years, and since I love streaks, I want to keep it up this year, too. For the kids. I want to win for the kids. The hospital does amazing work, and I gladly support it. Plus, bragging rights do rock. That's all that we'll be rocking this year. I need all my focus on the field, which means no full benefits package with this date, even if the opportunity should present itself. I spent the last 3 years idle on the bench, but busy after hours. This season is a whole different beast now that I have a record and reputation to think about. We're closing in on a wild card spot in the playoffs, and these days the only scoring I plan to do is on the field. Violet tips her chin at my attire.
I like the vest. You rarely see anyone wearing a vest here.
We live in casual country, home of the hoodie and land of the jeans. Is that your way of telling me you're a vest woman? She laughs, then lowers her voice.
I'm an everything woman.
She lets that comment hang between us, and for a moment my head is in a fog. Everything. What sort of everything does Violet Pearson like? Everything in bed? Why the hell am I thinking these thoughts about her?
Violet